What's up, street dogs? Street gods, ASMR dogs. Eric came in the house. All right, some thoughts.
Okay, so some quick thoughts on economic immortality. First, give yourself some beer from Five Fingers. I still like these Vital Drive Lululemon half shorts, topless. Wear a hat if it's sunny out. Put the brim super low, like you're a military officer in the 60-pound weight vest from Titan Off Fitness. All right, economic immortality. So I just watched the really good Michael Saylor interview, 2024 Bitcoin in Tennessee, Nashville, right? So I really like this notion of economic immortality, because who doesn't want to become immortal, right? Assuming you're in fantastic shape and you don't biologically age. Hey, you looking great, man. Get the check, get the vest. And I think as a consequence, like economic immortality is the prime goal. So how do we do this? First, you know, just think about thermodynamics. The art of thermodynamics and energy is to first stop heat loss, stop the bleeding. That's what you do first with a patient who is suffering blood loss, right? And just very simple idea, like a very Spartan Achilles. What would Achilles do, right? Just don't buy nothing, right? Obviously there are some things you want to buy, like weightlifting equipment, but once you have the basics, you don't really need anything beyond that. And only spend money on other people, not yourself. Another place, shout out to my friends at the Amazon Studios. Y'all's doing a good job. Good job, good job. So also just thinking about life in general, maximum sun exposure. Maybe the best way to just be happy is just be a beach bum, be at the beach all the time. Especially now that the summer is getting hot. It's like 20 degrees cooler by the beach. So hit the beach. And also the nice thing with the endorphins, serotonin, digits, be around happy people. So happy people tend to go to the beach. The beach makes people happier, and also happy people tend to go to the beach. Don't go other places. People tend to be very unhappy. And I think unhappiness is actually like a disease or an infection. It's like worse than COVID. So just delete, unsubscribe from all these sources of toxicity. I think actually, like, you know, having Facebook, Instagram, social media, YouTube, anything supported by advertising is almost like metaphorical COVID, in which, you know, you're essentially polluting your mind and your soul with all this bad stuff. And I think one of the biggest issues is like anytime you open up your newsfeed or, you know, YouTube's or Google Chrome, whatever, right? Anything that's supported by advertising, essentially, I call it fear porn, or I call it anger porn, is you get addicted to these rushes. Anytime a liberal sees something that Donald Trump does bad, he's like, see, I told you he's a racist, right? And the productive thing is just don't read the news. Like, I mean, really important news, whether we like it or not, will soon reach you, or whether you like it or not, you'll see it accidentally on a newspaper cover. You'll see it on the television when you're traveling, whatevs, right? But 99.999% of news is toxic. Like, let us say that, think about early COVID, right? Let us say that magazines and news, media, whatevs, like, let us say that if you positively touched it or read it, or let's say that it gave you COVID, metaphorical COVID, right? Would you potentially expose it? No, you'd get rid of it, right? You put your face mask on, just keep away, right? Even, it's so funny that so quickly, we already forget about COVID, right? Like, it's all my life. People act like COVID never existed, right? Like, we go inside places, you don't put no face masks on no more. They're all doing these indoor activities. I still remember early COVID, anytime I went to any sort of indoor space, always put on face mask, right? I mean, I still lived my life, right? But always put on a face mask is a very wise idea, because not even because of COVID, but a lot of people are just like coughing and sick all the time. So it still does seem that being able to avoid even catching the common cold is a wise idea. And also some things I've been learning about, you know, money and stuff like that, right? Like, everyone is financing, right? Like, even if you own a home, right? As long as you still have a mortgage payment, like, you still just like, you don't own it, you're just kind of borrowing it, right? And so the downside of that is you're slowly kind of essentially bleeding yourself to death. And it don't matter how nice the thing is, how good the car is, how good the thing whatever, right? Like, when you blow your load, it's gonna be good luck, sell lots of cars today.
All right, thank
you. You too.
Is that
open already? So yeah, I think, like, all this stuff about money is tends to be kind of a foolish notion. You think about Spartans, think about Achilles. Would Achilles judge his grandeur compared to how rich he was compared to other people? No, like, it just comes down to physical valor. The individual with the most physical valor and the strength to win. And let us consider, right? I think some parts of the Iliad, Achilles has the horseman, the dude doing the chariot, right? But when shit hits the fan, it's Achilles versus Hector on the open plain, shield and spear, I don't know, swords, whatever. And then Achilles just chases down Hector and, you know, kills him, right? So yeah, and I think this is where maybe getting into sprinting is a good idea, right? But not running, which is medium high intensity, which makes you kind of look like a sick gazelle. Better to be a Usain Bolt sprinter rather than a quote-unquote runner. So yeah, I think running is positively bad. Just get into sprints. So don't spend money on yourself, spend on others. Like, get your wife or partner some like fried chicken, food snacks. Invest in experiences for your kid. Get them into t-ball or basketball or baseball, whatevs. But just don't spend money on yourself. I think the thing is, I think for us men too, right, is we tend to think about certain things as totems of power, right? So let's say you buy you drive the M3, M4, M2, you know, 911 GT3 RS, the 718 GT whatevs, right? You know, 911 normal, Cybertruck, Tesla Model S, Plaid, whatevs, have zero, right? Essentially what you're trying to do is you're trying to augment your manliness by having a faster car, more horsepower, sexier, right? But like, the very, very simple idea is, instead of purchasing a car that's like super cool, right? Instead of buying a race car or a sports car or a hypercar, doors that do this, just like invest in your body, like make your body like Achilles, right? Think Achilles, what would Achilles do, right? So I kind of like Achilles as a figure, especially if you're a man, because when it comes down to it, it just comes down to the physical.